Lost and Found, a memoir. This is the author, Catherine Schultz. For my father, whom I lost, and for C, who found me. Nothing includes everything, or dominates over everything. The word and trails along after every sentence. William James, A Pluralistic Universe. Part 1. Lost. I have always disliked euphemisms for dying. Passed away, gone home, no longer with us, departed. Although language like this is well-intentioned, it has never brought me any solace. In the name of tact, it turns away from death's shocking bluntness. In the name of comfort, it chooses the safe and familiar over the beautiful or evocative. To me, all this feels evasive, like a verbal averting of the eyes. But death is so impossible to avoid, that is the basic bedrock fact of it, that trying to talk around it seems misguided. As the poet Robert Lowell wrote, why not say what happened? Yet there is one exception to this preference of mine. I lost my father. He had barely been dead 10 days when I first heard myself use that expression. I was home again by then, after the long, unmoored weeks by his side in the hospital, after the death, after the memorial service, thrust back into a life that looked exactly as it had before I left, orderly and daylit, its mundane obligations rendered exhausting by grief. My phone was lodged between my shoulder and my chin. While my father had been in a cardiac unit, and then an intensive care unit, and then in hospice care, dying, I had received a series of automated messages from the magazine where I work, informing me that I would be locked out of my email if I did not change my password. These arrived with clockwork regularity, reminding me that my access would expire in 10 days, in 9 days, in 8 days, in 7 days. It is remarkable how the ordinary and the existential are always stuck together, like the pages in a book so time-worn that the print has transferred from one to the other. I did not fix the password problem. I did lose the access, and, with it, any means to solve the problem on my own. And so, after my father died, I found myself on the phone with a customer service representative, explaining, although it was absolutely unnecessary to do so, why I had neglected to address the issue in a timely fashion. I lost my father last week. Perhaps because I was still in those early, distorted days of mourning, when so much of the familiar world feels alien and inaccessible, I was struck, as I had never been before, by the strangeness of the phrase. Obviously, my father hadn't wandered away from me like a toddler at a picnic, or vanished like an important document in a messy office. And yet, unlike other oblique ways of talking about death, this one did not seem cagey or empty. It seemed plain, plaintive, and lonely, like grief itself. From the first time I said it, that day on the phone, it felt like something I could use, as one uses a shovel or a bell pull. Cold and ringing, containing within it both something desperate and something resigned, accurate to the confusion and desolation of bereavement. Later, when I looked it up, I learned that there was a reason lost felt so apt to me. I had always assumed that if we were referring to the dead, we were using the word figuratively, that it had been appropriated by those in mourning and contorted far beyond its original meaning. But that turns out not to be true. The verb to lose has its taproot sunk in sorrow. It is related to the lorn in forlorn. It comes from an old English word meaning to perish, which comes from an even older word meaning to separate or cut apart. The modern sense of misplacing an object only appeared later, in the 13th century. 100 years after that, to lose acquired the meaning of failing to win. In the 16th century, we began to lose our minds. In the 17th century, our hearts. The circle of what we can lose, in other words, began with our own lives and each other, and has been steadily expanding ever since. This is how loss felt to me after my father died, like a force that constantly increased its reach, gradually encroaching on more and more territory.